Ever feel like you're playing poker with the market, only to realize you looked at your cards way too
I
soon?
think every trader has been there at some point, right?
Totally. And that's kind of what made me want to really dig into this book, Truths of Trading by Mark
That's
Douglas.
a good one.
It really is. We're diving into that today, along with his seven principles of consistency.
Awesome.
Because, like, how do we navigate these market mind games and actually come out, ahead?
Yeah, I think what Douglas does so well is he kind of flips the script on us. We spend so much time, you and I both know, trying to find that magic formula, predict the future. When really, the biggest key is mastering ourselves first.
Okay, so let's break that down. He starts with these five fundamental truths of trading. And the first one is kind of a head scratcher. Anything can happen. I mean, on the surface, kind of obvious. But think about it. How many times have we been totally sideswiped by some crazy market swing we did not see coming?
All the time. We get so fixated on the charts, the news, we think we've got it all figured out. But that's the thing. Remember, think back to 2010, the flash crash. Imagine you're so sure the market's going up, 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 and then bam, your portfolio tanks in what, like minutes?
Brutal.
It's brutal. That's Douglas's point. We can crunch all the data we want, but the market, it always has a few tricks up its sleeve.
Which makes a second truth even more important. You don't need to know what's going to happen next to make money. So we're not aiming to become like fortune tellers or something.
It's more about what, like accepting that there's always going to be a certain level of chaos.
It's a mindset shift from prediction to probability.
Okay.
Douglas talks about finding your edge, that sweet spot where the odds are in your favor, even just slightly.
So give me an example. What would that look like, an edge?
Sure. Say you notice a stock tends to jump after they have a good earnings report, right?
Okay.
Even if the market overall is down that day,
Interesting.
that pattern, that becomes your edge. You're not guaranteed to make money every time, of course, but you're playing the odds.
So it's less about being right every single time and more about having a solid plan, knowing your risk, and accepting that, hey, losses are just part of the game.
100%. And that takes us to Douglas's third truth.
Okay, hit me. There's a random distribution between wins and losses for any given set of variables that define an edge. Even if you've found what works for you, you will have losing trades. It's inevitable.
It's part of it.
It's about managing those losses, not letting them, like, emotionally derail you.
Which is way easier said than done, honestly.
Oh, absolutely.
So how do we actually put this into practice? That's where I think it gets really interesting with his seven principles of consistency.
Right, and he gets right to it. Principle number one, I objectively identify my edges.
Okay, so what does that mean?
No more blindly chasing the latest hot stock tip. You've got to know what works for you, your strengths as a trader, your risk tolerance, the markets you understand
It's
best.
about self-awareness, knowing when to hold them, when to fold them, like they say in poker.
Yes. And then principle two is where it gets tough. I predefine the risk of every trade. Before you even think about buying, you decide how much you're willing to lose on that trade.
Oh, I see.
And not just like intellectually, you have to emotionally accept that potential loss too.
Because remember, anything can happen.
Exactly. So even with an edge, the trade could go against you.
For sure.
But if you've predefined your risk, that's what saves you. Not just your account balance, but your mindset.
I get that. So it's not just about saying, okay, I'll only risk this much. It's about really feeling comfortable with that potential loss.
Exactly. Let's say you buy stock, we'll call it XYZ, at $100 a share, right? And you decide, I'm only comfortable losing at most 2% of what I put in.
Okay, so how do you actually make that happen?
You set what's called a stop loss order at $98. That means if the stock drops below that, it automatically sells.
I see.
You're out, you've limited your losses, no agonizing, no second guessing yourself.
It's like you're taking the emotion out of it as much as you can.
Exactly. That's the goal. And the other principles build on that.
Like what?
Acting on your edges when you see them, taking profits when it aligns with your plan, and always, always checking in with yourself. Are your emotions getting in the way?
Constantly evaluating. So it's like Douglas is basically giving us all the tools we need to build like a trading framework that acknowledges how unpredictable the market is.
Exactly. And here's the fascinating part. These principles, they don't just apply to trading,
Oh, really?
any area of life where there's risk,
What's
uncertainty,
everything?
it's all connected.
I like that. It's really about decision making under pressure when you think about it.
It is.
Whether you're talking about the stock market or deciding on a big career change, knowing yourself, managing your risk, staying disciplined.
It all makes a difference. It's a powerful concept, and it applies across the board.
It really does. It's definitely given me a lot to think about. So listeners, here's a question for you. How can you apply these ideas from Mark Douglas to your own trading, or even just to how you approach risk in other parts of your life? Let us know. And until next time, happy diving.
See ya.